Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Now, I would be upset if there was an argument on the field and I couldn't hear it because of the fake crowd noise. What do you say? Well, I'm not exactly a lip reader, but I have a pretty good idea. That's when you turn the crowd noise way up. When the audience at home is otherwise going to be hearing profanity. You know, when you shout, the droplets go that much further, guys. Should be a way to avert bench-clearing brawls. I mean, of course, you might not even have people sliding into home plate. Might touch the catcher. Is he wearing a mask under that mask? Yeah, I know his entire skull is covered, but does he have a little silky piece of cloth over his lips and nostrils? That's where the real safety lies. This world's getting stranger and stranger. Yeah. If you try to make fun of it in real time, you'll fall behind. Things are getting crazier faster than we could note. But the world's been cuckoo bananas for a long time. How long's Dr. Fauci been a doctor? I'm guessing he's not fresh out of medical school. You see that first pitch? Woo! Oh my goodness. I understand he's not a young man. But when they asked him if he could do this, he clearly thought he could. He looked like someone throwing the ball more or less directly at the ground in frustration. Then afterwards, he's like, oh, well. So that's what it looked like. It looked like a little hissy fit where an old man in a mask threw a baseball on the ground, threw his arms in the air, and walked off. That is such a perfect beginning to this baseball season. If that's not first pitch 2020, I don't know. But I talk about the world being crazy. You see, Dr. Fauci's first pitch. I know not every doctor is a surgeon. But if that's how he throws a baseball, that they really let him near scalpels? This is Chris Farrell. I host Weekend Mornings on WPT Radio. What about that? It's Sunday, July 26, 2020. Could it be anything but 2020? Good news these days. The news is good. Hey, I've been presenting news over this pandemic, and comparatively, this morning, not looking that bad. I'm not going to call it a break in the heat. A let up from the oppressive heat. I'm looking at the forecast and I can live with this. For as long as I can remember my mask, too. You know. 92 today. Storms possible. 73 tonight. Yeah. 93 to start the work week for what most of you, for many, maybe not most of you, different audience. If you're on your way to work right now, thank you. Thank you for being part of the solution. Thank you for doing what needs to be done despite the day and hour. Not everyone has in them what you have in you. Mid-90s Tuesday, yes. Yeah, I'm not seeing heat indexes and or indices. I'm not seeing heat indices indicated anywhere on here, so it's better than it was yesterday or last week. It has been steaming for a while. The crab legs would be done if we'd have just thought of that early enough. And so, a little break in the weather, that's good news. The hurricanes are small. That's good. The one that's going to hit Texas isn't even a hurricane anymore. So let the sun shine in. And there was an arrest in one of this weekend's homicides. Shooting Friday night at the arcade, what they call arcades. Wilkinson Boulevard. They arrested someone. I'm very glad. Because that's one less person out there that feels like they can get away with shooting somebody. A lot of people do because nobody talks. We can have too many people that feel like it's just something they're going to get away with if they do it. So, yeah, they can do it. That can start creeping into other, you know, it's one thing to be at an arcade at night, but when it becomes the case where more often than not, if someone is shot and not killed, that no one talks, there's going to be shooting other places. Because if you don't hang out in these homicidal hotspots, you still hear about it. And folks that don't always listen to their cooler self, it's realistic that if you shoot somebody, nobody's going to say anything. We want as few people believing that as we can. So I'm always happy when there's an arrest and a homicide, because there's no telling what that's preventing in the future. Last call. Well, not last call. You cut off at 11 now. I guess last call would be as close to 11 as you can get. I don't know. You got a beer in your hand at 11? You got to throw it out? I don't know. I don't drink. Sure as heck don't go out to drink. That would really be piling on for me. But last call at 11, hoping to break up the crowds. I think it's good news that people are going to spend a little less time drinking. I don't know. Health is a big deal right now, right? I've got these K-cups here. Nothing says I would have a drink like selecting one of those liquor-flavored coffees. You know, a little coffee comes in cups now before you even make it. These little plastic sealed for freshness thingies. And if you pick out, if you pick from the variety of 30, I'm not going to count them, but there's probably about 30 different types of coffee here I could have. If you pick out the one flavored like liquor, that's your way of saying, if I could have a drink right now, just might be able to get me to take it. I couldn't find what I wanted, which is the cinnamon bun, which is excellent. I couldn't find it. Now I don't just need a cup of coffee, I need a drink. So I grab a Kahlua cup. I open the little flap to get the old one out, put the new one in. And there sits with this awful hole in the middle of it, like somebody had shot it through the heart. There sits my cinnamon roll K-cup. Now, why is it mine? Because I was oh so very looking forward to it, that's why. Irrational sense of entitlement, that's why. But I've discovered, and I wanted to share this on a Sunday, because I know lots of people's stress levels are higher than usual. Even if you're a cooler head. First of all, thank you. You make it a better world for the rest of us to walk around in. Thank you. It's not always easy. And I say toughness is, you know, who could whoop everybody in there. Toughness is controlling yourself and doing the right thing no matter how hard it is. That's toughness. A tough person doesn't control everyone around them. A tough person controls themselves. And they're getting a little help with the self-control there so far as knocking 3 hours off your drinking time. But maybe you wake up feeling a little better. You're never sorry the next day that you didn't just get hammered the night before. You don't think, wow, I could have got hammered last night and I didn't. What a missed opportunity. You don't think that way. If you can stand it for the moment, self-control pays off pretty quickly. And so I don't have the coffee I want, and suddenly I'm wishing I was at a golf course so it'd be okay to drink in the morning. Whether you're putting the Irish stuff in your coffee or having a Bloody Mary before the first tea, still drinking in the morning. But the thing about Irishing up your coffee, and as an Irish, as a person of Irish descent, I'm not offended, so I'm going to say it, so I'll just say it. If you Irish up your coffee, you're saying with your actions, I need a stimulant and a depressant simultaneously just to start this day. And since you're at work, you can't really Irish up your coffee, so you take the coffee that tastes the most like it's already got booze in it. Say, what a morning. I need a drink and a pick-me-up. I need a let-me-down and a pick-me-up. But then you see what you want, or the remnants of it. Someone took your cinnamon roll. So how did I react? I wanted to share this on a Sunday morning, because I know folks are stressed. Here's a great way to deal with stress. Do something for somebody quick. First chance you see to help somebody out, take that opportunity. And you will feel better. Helping people makes you feel better. It does. And it's not, maybe it is a little sense of self-importance. I don't know. Maybe it's a little of that. That's okay. I'm not going to begrudge you that. But I'm telling you, because the approach itself works, and I want you to have as successful a day as possible. Maybe this can help you at some point be cognizant of the fact that helping others makes you feel better. Whatever little thing you can do, just whatever needs to be done. I was looking there at stolen coffee that had been shot through the heart, and just instead of just getting mad, I looked around and tidied up the break area a little bit. Saw that the machine needed its water tank filled. Now I have my coffee, so it would be for the next person. And they would never know that you did it. But you do it because you're doing something nice for somebody, and that makes you feel better. And so I did. I filled up the water. Let it begin with me. 725.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Coming up on 740 in the 704. This is Chris Farrell, WBT Radio, Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, home of Charlotte FC. Charlotte Farmers Club. Wait a minute.
Together.
Some water.
Water.
All right, yeah, the Charlotte Farm Club. That's going to be great. That's something to get excited about. Oh, wait a second. That's not Charlotte. FC is not Charlotte Farmers Club. Charlotte Football Club. It'll be the name of our Major League Soccer team that's cranking up in 2022. And I don't blame it. Yeah, I'm not sure why they say football club when it's soccer, but I do like the name. Very simple, very to the point. It's almost as if the folks that said, the folks are usually in the minority, let's say, let's just pick something simple and classy and skip the stupid stuff. Let's choose a moniker that suggests we're all about taking care of business. So I like that. Charlotte FC. It's not going to get me to a soccer game, but I do like the attitude the franchise is projecting. So maybe taking a page from the Washington football team. That's what they're going to be called, the Washington football team. Referring to the former Redskins. And that's going to be their name for, I'm thinking, at least one season. Because Ron Rivera, if that's still his name, Ron Rivera said that the reimagining was going to take around 18 months. 18 months for the next 100 years is what he's saying. And so right now, they are just the very straightforward Washington football team. So there will be at least one season where they play under that name, with that jersey, with those helmets, with whatever the insignia is for the Washington football team. It probably just says helmet on the side. TWFT. The Washington football team. I'm thinking that's going to be a popular jersey. It's only going to be good for a year or two. I saw New Jersey Nets warm-up jacket in a thrift store the year before they moved to Brooklyn. And boy, did I ever wish I had gotten that when I could. I have a Charlotte Bobcats hoodie. Yeah, Bobcats. It's from their worst season, which is the worst season in the history of NBA basketball for any team. Who had it? The 2011 Charlotte Bobcats. I have a hoodie from that season. As far as I know, it's the only thing that survived that season. It's the only thing from then that's still around today. And between the hoodies and the shades and the masks, it's like the Unabomber at Halloween or something. A mask will cover your mouth and nose, much like a black belt covers 2 inches of your butt. You are responsible for the rest. Careful needs to be high on everyone's priority list. That means at very least not taking your frustrations out on the road. There was a memorial service in Mount Holly yesterday for a family of four. What happened to them happened on the road. And although this scenario involved a reckless driver who is facing 5 counts of second-degree murder, everything that is out and about is changing. Whether it's things are different on the roads, they're different in the parking lots, even the neighborhoods have more pedestrians. Kids have been out of school. It's a very different world. And careful needs to be upgraded in importance and studied so that it's being applied the most effectively. If you're listening in a vehicle, enjoy the ride. Traffic's fine right now. It's a good time to practice. Just getting there. It'll be there. Wherever you're heading, it's not going anywhere without you. Well, it starts when the boss arrives. Don't get in a hurry, boss. Be safe. Look out for each other. Prevent these tragedies. You see, there's not one bit of difference in preventing a tragedy and saving a life. There's not one bit of difference except that we'll know if an act of heroism has just taken place in front of us. We'll see that. We'll note that. But every time you're careful, you're saving someone from something. You ever see another driver on the road and think, I just saved that person's life? You ever see a pedestrian with either a distorted sense of entitlement or no real reason to live or a little this, a little that, and think, man, if I behaved as stupidly as they did, they'd be dead right now. Lots of us do look out for the other person because experience has taught us that we must. I mean, somebody's driving all crazy. You really want to get to know them. You know, you really want to get involved with that. Err on the side of space. Err on the side of air. Give people their room. It's one thing that current conditions are allowing, very conducive to, is if you need your space, you got it. Now, that is so we can deal with some of the extra stress we're feeling. We're being taken care of by someone who loves us and wants us to be happy, and there is not an obstacle that doesn't have a remedy. And we are giving each other a larger critical distance because there is so much going on and we want to help each other feel a little more comfortable. Now we want to feel it ourselves. Lots of good, or lots of chances at good, lots of teachable moments. Good has had a chance to reinforce itself as right. You know, we get competitive in this society. And what's the right thing to do can sometimes be a little cloudy. But when your fellow human beings need you, and when you need them, it clears some of the smoke out, doesn't it? Things become more vivid in accordance with their importance. That's why celebrity culture is disappearing. Because we're realizing it doesn't matter. And I'm hoping that we are not just benefiting somewhat from the new dynamic that is day-to-day life in America. I hope we are embracing what it teaches us, being very receptive to it. This has been hard on me. It's been harder on others, but it's been hard on me. The price has been very, very high. But I got something in return for what I paid. What I paid for in tears, I'm getting back in appreciation. What I paid for in tears, I'm getting back in love and guidance with regard to my priorities. because I am acutely aware that we don't get forever. I've always been aware of that. I've never been more aware of what's important so far as how we spend the time we do have. Chris Farrell, 7:55. Talk to you in 6 days. I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.